Welcome to Fear the Boot Bonus Episode 3.
And in this, hi.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and
Why don't you introduce us this time, Dan?
All right.
Man.
Yeah, in the previous...
It's a one-man show, you guys can tell. It's the Fear the Dan.
Yeah. And these guys, I'm hoping, are just going to heckle enough to make their presence known, like they're doing right now, which is really good. Really
Thank
good.
You.
All right, so I got with me Chad.
Hi.
Adam. We're going to get some letters on that one.
Cameron.
And Josh.
Hey.
Good. I don't get enough mail. Apparently, I'm not incendiary enough.
You get more than I do, bud.
Have you not gotten any mail
not
at all?
Not a piece.
Not a single piece. Nope. Wow. I think I've gotten about 3 or 4.
I get quite a bit, but as I've said before, the general mailbox goes to mine. So if you just go to Fear the Boot and pick, I just want to send it to the show as a whole, it goes to mine. So I don't know how much of that's actually directed at me and how much is just directed at the show as a whole.
I guess nobody's actually gotten any fan mail. Like, oh my God, you've changed my life.
Hey.
I was in prison.
I have a fanboy.
You
had a fanboy.
I have a fanboy.
Had.
Hey, once you follow Adam, you never stray from the path.
Right.
It's like what Captain or Colonel Jack Jackson says. Once you go Jack, you never go back.
Oh, Jack Jackson.
Okay, anyway. Pretending we have a topic to talk about.
No, we don't. This is a bonus episode. It's going to be 35 minutes of us heckling each other back and forth.
Yeah, and by the way, just a reminder, if you don't normally listen to these bonus episodes, or this is your first time to the show in general, these bonus episodes are wildly off topic and are not edited. These do not reflect the way we normally make a show. If this is your first recording of Fear the Boot, go to a real episode and listen to that first, and then come to this after you've heard that. Ideally, even while you're extremely tired and possibly drunk.
And you know what? Actually, the last time that we did a podcast on the technical aspects of the podcast, we neglected to mention in the beginning that if you weren't actually making a podcast, you'd probably be really bored by the end
of
the podcast.
Yeah, and this one
was probably going to be the same way.
Right. If you're not making a podcast, probably the most interesting part of the episode is already over.
Yes. So the pre-show heckle.
I'll try to make a fart joke or two, but I can't guarantee anything.
That's another thing about this, too, is that Dan handles all of the internet technical aspect and all of the internet aspect, the marketing and that sort of thing, while the three of us don't handle any of that. So really,
we bring boobery to the table.
We do. We bring
boobery and tomfoolery.
Indeed.
This show might be good if you're not making a podcast. If you're doing something really, really monotonous, like you're sweeping your driveway, then this is probably going to, this really could spice things up.
It could.
All right. So let's talk about.
Spice it up like Amaroid.
What? You're done over there, sir.
This
Nobody
is why I never talked to
him. Cut him off. Cut him off. All right. So in the first bonus episode, we talked about the creative aspect of making the show, coming up with the idea, putting it together. Second bonus episode, we talked about actually recording it. So now that you've got this great idea and this wonderful MP3 in hand, what do you do with it? All right, so I'm going to take a second here to back up and kind of define what a podcast is, because there's some confusion about what sets a podcast apart from all the other MP3 recordings on the internet. And really, it's two things. One, a podcast is typically released on a regular or semi-regular schedule over a period of time. It's not a standalone recording. It comes in episodes or shows that goes on for a while. The second thing that sets it apart is the method by which it's distributed. Lots of websites out there have a place where you can right-click and download an MP3 of a song or a speech or whatever. But with a podcast, they're distributed using a special file called an RSS feed. An RSS, there's two schools of thought on what it stands for. The easier one to remember is really simple syndication. And it is exactly what it says. It's a simple little XML file, which is kind of looks like an HTML file, that's used to help other programs, like what they call pod catchers, like iTunes, see this podcast as it comes out and download it. And that RSS feed can be a little bit cumbersome to make on your own. If you don't know anything about RSS feeds, don't attempt this. If you're really computer savvy, you know XML, you know RSS, do some searching on the internet. There are guides out there to actually building the RSS feed in terms of what XML tags you're going to need and all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to that in this podcast because that would be a very long podcast and ridiculously boring to the vast majority.
Other hosts in the room would beat you. Actually, two other hosts in the room would beat you.
There are probably people that would reach through the podcast across time, and listeners would kill me. So we're not going to do that. Now, my recommendation to most people is if you're looking to make a podcast and put it out there, the types of sites you're probably going to want to use is find ones that are geared to podcasts because they make it all real easy. The most common one that I'm aware of is Liberated Syndication, which is what we use, is Libsyn, Libsyn.com. That's one possibility. You can also find sites that are not geared necessarily towards podcasting, but they're geared towards journals and blogs and things like that as a whole. And some of them have things you can customize to make a podcast work. An example is if you can find a site that uses something called Movable Type. That's a plugin to a site that can be expanded and modified a little bit to handle podcasts.
Let me ask you a question there, Dan. We use Libsyn.
Yes.
You've expressed to me there are some things you like about Libsyn and there's some things you don't like about Libsyn. What are those?
The things that I like about Libsyn is, as I said, it's very easy to set up podcasts and get it running. They have a nice little thing where you can upload the file. It has a little drop-down list you just fill out, fields you type in, and it builds the RSS feed for you. And by the way, if you're still not clear on this RSS thing, go to our site at feartheboot.com. And near the top of the site, you're going to see a little site here. I think it's red and yellow.
I think it is red and yellow.
I think it's green, but that's just because I'm contrary.
Well, let's find out for sure.
Yeah, it is because you're contrary.
So if it's green, I'm cheering.
Hurry, he's typing. Okay. Let's do banter.
It's kind of orangish red and
we're
gray.
We're all wrong.
Yeah, we're all wrong. It's kind of orangish red and gray. At the top of our site, you'll see a little square logo that says RSS 2.0. If you just click on that, you will actually be taken to our RSS feed.
Wow, that is boring.
Yeah, it's very boring.
Let's look at those tags.
And it's,
I'm hot and bothered.
You'll notice that near the top is a general description of the show, and then down below that are the actual episodes. And a podcatcher will read this RSS feed, and based on that, it can interpret that and reassemble that into a list of shows for you to actually click through and listen to. Now, that's what I like about Libsyn, is it makes that part very easy. What I don't like about Libsyn is it makes anything not related to a podcast rather difficult. Because unlike a typical hosting account, you don't have access to a lot of simple things like, it's not that I'm aware of, if you want to have email addresses, they don't handle those. If you want to go in there and write your own code, I mean, you can kind of bash it through the FTP tool, but it's not really geared towards, like, if you want to go out there and set up your own forum and you want to create databases, you want to do this and that, they really weren't geared to do that. Or if they are, I don't know about, because they sure as heck don't advertise it.
Yeah.
So what we had to do was we actually have two accounts. We have a standard web host, which actually has the Fear the Boot domain. And that's where we do our email. That's where we do our forums. That's where we do our resources page. And all I have linked up there is I have one page off Liberated Syndication, which is just the podcast page. Everything else is on this other host.
You also said that you didn't like how the lack of counters or the lack of the ability to see who is listening to us.
And that's a problem with podcasts in general. Once you get them out there, it is very, very hard to see who's listening to them. And Liberated Syndication does come with some simple counters, but trying to figure out hits on the internet is an art, not a science. Because if I pull up a web page from home, that's one IP address, that's one computer. If I go to work and look at the same web page, it's a different IP address. So for all intents and purposes, the software is going to count that as two people. But it's not. It's one person. Just similarly, I could pull up this computer, listen to our podcast, then I could go out and start sweeping the driveway. You could sit down and start listening to it. Well, it's going to count that as one hit because it came from the same computer. Well, one unique hit to be specific, but because it came from the same computer, but it's not. It's actually two people.
A lot of driveway references today.
Well, it's a theme. You know,
it is.
Yeah, you can't come up with new jokes. You have to beat the same tired jokes to death. It's an internet tradition.
That is the secret of our podcast. Yes. Just beating the same topic to death for about 2-3 hours.
Repetition is actually the source of humor on the internet. It's
indeed
not delivery. It's so.
Much like Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Fearthebeat.com.
Yeah. No, I got to agree with him on that one.
Well, I agree with him too.
Saturday Night Live has some really funny jokes, and they are drug out for a 5-minute sketch, and that sketch is brought back again and again and again. And
there's two things that Saturday Night Live thinks makes a joke funny: volume and length.
Yeah. Okay.
They work for me.
You're sick, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Something else to keep in mind on your shows as you're uploading them is, and if you're using Audacity, which is what we suggested in the last podcast, as a real simple tool for doing this, go into your audio editing software and look for a place to create what's called ID3 tags. ID3 tags are little tags that are built into your MP3 that describe it. It says, this is who made it. This is what its topic is. So when somebody's got it in Windows Media Player or iTunes or whatever you prefer to listen to it in, as it's playing, it can say across the top, hey, this is a Fear the Boot, you know, podcast, and this is episode 4, and this is what it's about. Mm-hmm. So look for that. Once your podcast is up on a website and ready to go, the next big thing you got to do is get the word out. And there are lots of internet marketing things you can do. You can use Google AdWords. AdWords.google.com is one example, which places a little ad for your site whenever somebody searches on relevant terms, and you can build those terms from scratch. You can, of course, cut deals with other podcasts, cut deals with non-podcasts, put it in the SIG file on your forums, whatever works for you to try and get the word out there. But the biggest thing you've got to be sure to do is, right now, there is no one standard place to list your podcast. Because, see, you have this RSS feed out there that tells podcatchers, hey, here's how you read and pick up my show. But that doesn't mean anyone's actually going out and reading and picking up your show. Right. So what you've got to do now is you've got to go to all these different podcasting directories and list yourself. And there are dozens and dozens of them. I can't possibly list them all. Some of the big ones are like iTunes, Audio.com, podcast.yahoo.com, audio.weblog.com. The best advice I have for you is go to Google, type in podcast directory, and watch those sites fly. There are gobs of them, but get yourself listed in as many as you can. The last thing I want to hit on real quick is, somebody asked me about this, is show music. You got to keep in mind that when you put this stuff on the internet, you are responsible for anything you reproduce. Copyright laws are still in effect.
More so in some cases.
Yes, and there are fair use things. You're allowed to parody and analyze things. That's, you know, but get familiar with copyright law. You cannot take your favorite rock and roll song and use that as the intro to the show. Right. That is a...
Oh, well, use it unlicensed.
Unlicensed, right. That is that's an unlicensed use. That is a violation of copyright law. You've got to be real careful. Things like putting in movie clips and such from movies you like.
I'm going to say this, and I'm wondering if other podcasts are going to call us on it, is that I don't think it's legal to use clips from movies unlicensed in your podcast.
You can't. Yeah, it's a derivative work.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. I mean, there are fair use things where you can use it, but you've got to be very careful. Know it. And you know what? Let me give you a real simple rule of thumb to keep yourself safe. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't put in clips from, you know, don't grab a movie and butcher it up, or grab your favorite album and butcher it up. If you need intro music for your show, what you want to do is hop on Google and do a search on royalty-free music. Those three words, royalty-free music. There are lots of sites that sell it. You can put down usually a relatively small amount of money, $30, $50, and you can go out there and you can get a song that you are now licensed to use, and you can cut it up and use it as your intro song, which is what we did. Mm-hmm. So if you need intro music for your thing, that's where to get it from. If you know someone that writes music, obviously, if they agree to let you use it, you can do it that way.
Yeah.
And I know a couple people write music, and one of these years we may swap out our interest songs just for variety's sake.
We're going to give Axe's big break.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, that's going to be porn funk music. Faux show.
Well, I was thinking about Axe, or actually even my dad. He's a professional composer. So I was thinking about getting him to write us something kind
of... We could do a dramatic orchestral John theme song.
Oh my God. Don't even talk.
It would be climactic.
All right. Now that's a quick introduction to the internet side of making a podcast. If I realize this wasn't real detailed, and it's hard for me to get that detail without making this a series unto itself.
And the three other hosts
knowing anything about anything.
Yeah.
Well, there's a definite lack of boobery that we promised guys.
You know, he started talking, and I started staring off into space, and I'm like, man.
That's exactly
how I feel.
This man and the rest of it.
I implied one penis comment, and that's more than I saw either of you do. So.
Well, hey, and I came up
with boobery.
I was looking for material to work with, and it wasn't forthcoming. So
no,
I was stalled out.
I'd feel bad for interrupting.
Well, Dan was on such a roll.
He was on a roll. You're right.
All right, but anyway, I just kind of skimmed over this stuff. If you want to learn more, I would recommend picking up books on it. Look for like the Dummies book on podcasting. That's a great place to start. There are a lot of good forums out there. Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley. They both have very helpful forums.
Podcast Pickle.
I didn't name it, but it's one of the bigger podcasting sites on there. It's huge. But
really,
I had no idea where the name came from.
You stick a phallic but reference in the name and bam.
Their forum, like you wouldn't believe. When we were getting swell, when I was getting started with this, their forum was extremely helpful to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a lot of articles been written online. And you know what? If all else fails, you're just completely stuck. You can send us an email at feartheboot.com. And I mean, this isn't what we primarily do, but you know, if you're just completely stuck on something, we can put you in the right direction and get you going again. So.
Well, and also, I would, just as an addendum to that, I'd also say, when you do a podcast, and if you have any belief that even a small amount of people are going to listen to you, and you're not just doing it for your friends or your own just self-gratification, put up forums. We didn't think that anybody would post on our forums, and there's like internal debate whether we should even bother, and we decided to do it, and it's actually been a lot of help.
Yeah, I gotta say, something we learned from doing this, and I guess this really is kind of part of the internet aspects, this is relevant to this, is we found that keeping the show going is a two-pronged attack. One is you. You make a good show. You make it sound good. We talked about that in bonus episode one, so I'm not going to repeat that. The second thing is you've got to build community.
Right.
Get the people interested and involved. And when we went through Liberated Syndication, they give you an entry page blog and people can post comments and such, and that's great. But when we had people asking for a forum, and we didn't bother at first. We thought, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to get two people posting there.
Yeah, and one of us is going to be our mom or something.
Yeah, and we put them up there, and two things happened off that. Number one is that we had a surprising amount of existing listeners that just came running out to post on.
Shocking amount of existing
listeners. Yeah, we thought there'd be nobody.
They're going to get me fired because all I do is surf this forum all day at work.
And the second thing that happened was it gave new people that had just started listening to the show or we're still considering the show, a place to go just to kind of feel out what people were like. And it does a lot to build and maintain your community. So I don't...
We also get a lot of feedback on our show, too, through the forums.
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
You know? Well, and that's one thing that... I don't know, how do I want to approach this kind of diplomatically? I noticed that not a lot of other podcasts put on their forums like a feedback section, you know, that allows and asks for constructive criticism of their show.
Or unadulterated praise, which I prefer to read.
Wait a minute. I promised I would post what I thought of the show last week.
Well, this one's not posted yet, so...
Yeah, do that. You have time. So, and that helped us out a lot. We were able to look at the people who like us enough to come onto our forums and talk about our show and other things and see what we were doing right, what we were doing wrong, and, you know, gleaning from that, we can make changes and see if we're on the right track.
That actually leads right into something else that's very big, and this does fear on the internet side. Folks, when you publish a podcast, you are throwing yourself out in the public.
Yes.
You are taking your creativity, your views, and yourself, and you are putting out yourself out there for public critique. So have a thick skin, first of all. And secondly, have a very professional interest in improving your show, because you're going to get people writing in and saying they love you and they love your show and this, that, and the other. And that's great. That's very reassuring. You're also going to get people writing in and saying very politely, you know, look, it's a great show. I love certain things about it. But, you know, it kind of bugged me when you did XYZ in the last episode. Listen to
Shadowrun.
You know, listen to them. They know if one person tells you they didn't like something, don't worry about it because you can't please everybody. But if you get multiple people writing you saying, look, you got a problem with this, listen to that.
Yeah.
And on the far opposite side, we haven't had this yet, thank heavens, and I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm sure it will, just because statistics.
Yeah, law of averages.
You will get a complete jerk who's going to write you and just thrash you one side and the other, insult you personally.
Well, I'm waiting for our when we talk about the D20 episode, when we start getting people who are just like, I can't believe you said that, for or against D20.
Right. So,
or something similar.
Yeah, I mean, this is a creative thing like anything else. So expect the feedback. And the internet,
as long as nobody shows up on my doorstep, I don't really care.
And you know,
I'll show up at your doorstep.
And you got to remember,
the croissant.
The internet is not like standard publication. And probably very few people have sat down and tracked down the address of their favorite author and written him a letter. But
I don't know.
I'm not saying people have. I'm just saying you know, if you think about how many letters you've written to authors over your life versus how many authors you've read.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be a pretty broad, you know, pretty broad difference. But with a podcast, guess what? They've already got your address.
Yeah.
Because they went to your website. Your email address is handy.
I love your cat. It just jumped straight into the wall.
Bounced off of it. And now it's sitting on the stair like, I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Yeah, it's pissed at
nothing happened.
Wall.
No, it just ran away under the door.
You know, cats have a pride, so he's going to go hide for a little while. But, you know, if someone's writing you on your podcast, they've got your address. Your email's very easy to get to, and it's not hard to do. Mm. You're going to get an enormous amount of feedback. You're going to get... we get, and we're not a big podcast by any stretch of the imagination, but we get multiple emails a day. I mean, our forums are, I mean, it's like a
chat room.
Yeah, it's like a topical instant messenger.
Yeah.
And once again, we're not a big podcast. So if you're hoping to eventually get big, I mean, expect even when you're small to get a lot of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, you know, because it means people are interested. If they didn't care, they wouldn't write you. So.
And it's a lot of work. You have to stay involved.
Yeah.
It's not something that you can start and then walk away from, because how many threads of what's the greatest movie ever are there ever going to be?
Yeah.
You have to continually put out new content.
And that's another thing. Like, I'm a host of the show. I log onto the forum maybe once a day, and I look like a slacker. My post count is down relative to everybody else.
Yeah, you're
only
in the 60s, jerk. The rest of us are in the hundreds.
You guys are in, like, the 150s in less than a month of this forum being up.
Well,
so expect activity.
Some of us have a lot of free time. So.
Well,
some of us have boring jobs.
But right along those lines, part of what keeps your show going is the affinity that people build towards the content.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is also the affinity they build towards you. And when you're out there on your forum and you're active and you're talking to people and you're getting to know them and you're letting them get to know you, that's going to keep people around. In a way that, I mean, yeah, a great show, and certainly it starts with the show, don't get me wrong. The nicest guy in the world with the crappiest show in the world is probably not going to have a huge following.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely be involved in your community. You know,
expect, get on your forums, post every email that comes to you right back.
Yeah, you are like a gardener. When you got to pull up the weeds and you got to till the earth, and the minute you see a green sprout, you better water it, nurture it, and take care of it.
I don't know how those guys over at, I know Dragon's Landing Inn, if you go over to their forums, they have like hundreds of users on their forum. And I'm sure they get tons and tons of email. I don't know how those guys keep up with it.
I don't know. I mean, in our case, we've got enough hosts that the day may come, we have to start dividing this stuff up. Our contact form goes from names to subjects, and within the forum, we just, I don't know. But we're certainly not there now. Maybe never will be.
Maybe
who knows?
Well, and we went into this, I think how you go into this really affects your podcast, too. We went into this for us to have fun. The people who are sitting here now, we just did it for ourselves and to have fun. We didn't go into this thinking we're going to be number one. We're going to cross genres, and we're going to be, you know, people who don't game are going to listen to us, and we're going to
shatter Hollywood.
Yeah, I know. They're going to make a movie out of it. No, we're not there. We're never going to get there. We're just having fun.
There's actually kind of a story there, because going back, I mean, I don't know so much about Adam and John because I haven't known you guys as long, but with like Chad.
I'm a swell guy. Yeah, I'm great.
Lies.
That's all you need to know.
With Chad and I mean, we've always had creative endeavors. We've always, you know, even right now, you know, I work on writing and such, and very soon there's some stuff of mine going to be getting published on a website and whatnot. My first love was always creative writing, prose writing. It's not my job. By day, I'm a web application programmer. But
exciting.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the writing, though, is that's something I've always tried very hard to succeed with. And I have had some success. I've never had huge success, but I've had some success. But with this podcast, this was something, you're absolutely right, we went into this with no specific goal in mind. We just sat down to have fun and to make a good podcast. And what's interesting is, within the mail we've gotten, the single number one compliment I have heard about our show is, again and again and again, I love the way you guys interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I like just the feel of the show. And the reason we have that is not because, you know, we're just all that, but it's because we're not here, like Chad said, to cross genres and crush empires. We're just here having fun, and people sense that.
And, you know, how we talk on the show, maybe how we talk in the show is how we talk in real life. We sit around and have these kinds of conversations about role-playing games. Yes, we are that big of a dorks. Maybe when we sit around and have these conversations away from the mics, we cuss more and we don't have, you know, show notes in front of us.
Well, I speak better away from the microphone.
Well, but you speak away from the microphone.
That's because I'm an idiot, though. So.
Well, yeah. There's definitely more d- and fart jokes. But
And more beer.
Yeah. More, lots more beer.
You just see Adam and I go when no one's watching.
Okay, Chad just broke my promise. I said I don't edit these episodes. I'm going to have to edit.
What did I say?
Synonym of...
D- and fart.
That's two edits.
I don't think there's anything wrong with f***ing fart jokes.
Three?
I think you could say f***ing primetime NBC. In fact, I know you can.
Well, you and that's can. Another aspect.
Well, bye, Dan.
Bye.
Bye. Sorry, dropped my pencil. I had to go get that.
Excellent. That brings up another aspect of the internet sort of thing. Ratings. Cussing on podcasts, not cussing on podcasts.
Yeah, I forgot to talk about that. When you go to put your podcast up on the internet, the 800-pound gorilla, like it or not, is iTunes. Now, I do not... It's my understanding from all statistics, I've seen that iTunes does not represent the majority of podcast distribution on the internet. However, it is the largest single source, meaning that there is no other source out there people go to for podcasts that is bigger than iTunes. Now, iTunes has within it a requirement that you mark your show one of three ways. Explicit, which means you can say whatever. There is no limit. You can talk about anything you want, no matter how crass and depraved.
Explicit.
There are several role-playing game podcasts on iTunes that are marked explicit. And when you list it like that, they show your name, and then big red block box says layer explicit, says explicit on it.
And the reason we didn't go that route is because I wanted to get... I mean, first of all, that's just not the way I want to come off in general.
Right.
But secondly, we didn't want to eliminate part of our audience that's either too young to be listening to something like that, or just
doesn't want to hear it,
just
or listens
really doesn't,
to it at work.
Yeah, listens to it at work, listens to it in their car with their friends, just doesn't want to hear us constantly streaming the F word or whatever.
Well, and we want to be informative and somewhat intelligent, too.
Right.
And it gets back to that thing.
Gutter talk. You just sound like an idiot. Secondly, or the second possible rating is clean. Now, when you pick the clean rating, it's Walt Disney.
We couldn't do the clean rating.
Yeah,
you can't even make reference. Like, we make innuendos on the show sometimes.
Right.
You can't even do that.
I mean, if you're doing the clean rating, you got to think of it in terms of a mom from a pretty conservative household could leave her 6-year-old alone with your podcast and never regret doing so. That obviously is probably not going to describe most gamers because we tend to be a little bit too flippant and countercultural
to
do that.
Well, role-playing is the devil's work anyways.
Right.
It is.
The third possible rating, and this is one we went with, is neither. You don't pick clean, you don't pick explicit, you just leave it completely blank.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was explained to me is the assumption is that you are going to be no worse than primetime TV or radio. So you can say, you know, ass and damn, and you can make little innuendos and things like that.
You can't say can fart, minstro zombies.
I think we should left zombie in
Listen, there's going to be beep. You can't say beep. That's why I did. I want to hear that.
I'm a big Howard Stern fan, and his show, 90% of it when it was on syndicated radio was avoiding FCC fines. We don't even get close to it. Come on. There is a lot more that we could do with it, but I'm fine with the way we're at.
Yeah. So, well, and I think that, there's an internal debate, a friendly internal debate going on about the levels of the beep beep type stuff that we can do. And I think it's a good thing that we're limited, actually, because it makes us say things in more creative ways.
Right.
Yeah, I don't speak as much.
Yeah.
Adam just sits there and thinks of how to say things and then comes up with gems. Like,
10 minutes later.
If I drain away all the F words, a novel is written.
Yeah. A chicken is a bird.
It's one of the basic facts of life is what we're left with.
That's Adam for you. It's like anytime he speaks, he has these cuss words rolling around his mouth.
They spew forth like.
What the hell is
that which is spewed?
The act of spew.
The direct object of spew.
Yes.
That's one of the gems. 10 minutes. He had to drain out all the F words from that to come up with. I like it. I like it a lot.
Word I'm going to have to check. See, there you go. Gotta think about
it. Are you serious?
We'll see. You gotta think about these things in the radio. And I'm not saying that's one that I will bleep out. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. We'll find out when this is put out. But you gotta.
I can't wait to listen to this episode.
But you gotta think about that stuff, because here's the thing. If you go out to iTunes and you mark your show as being clean or as being no rating, and you're just spewing out the F word and everything else, they're going to pull your show. Similarly, there are a lot of other places that won't even post your show if you just have some seriously foul material. So you've got to think about that, because it's not just an issue of, oh, you said something that mommy didn't like, but you may start seeing your points of distribution getting cut off on you because you weren't honest about how you rated yourself. So, and if you are going to go clean or you're going to go non-rated like we are, you got to be sure the people you put on the mic are going to be responsible enough to wash their mouths so that you don't.
Yeah, John.
Hey, you have never had to beep anything.
You're the menstrual zombie.
You haven't said anything.
No, please.
That's one thing with Adam, is that here it comes. We have to draw him talking out of it. Out of him, you
know.
I don't
like speaking.
I know you don't like speaking, but when you say things, it's great. It's like you're the straight man, and we have to like draw that out of you.
And what is the straight man?
The straight man is the.
What exactly?
Well, in comedy, you have the straight man and the funny man,
right?
And like in a comedy duo, you have one guy who's just wild and zany and off the cuff, and then you have a guy who's more like trying to
be serious.
So you have Felix and Oscar.
Yeah, and it makes the straight guy looks really funny because he's sitting next to this crazy guy,
right?
And the crazy guy looks funny because he's bouncing things off the straight guy,
right? See, so the straight man, the funny man.
I see you giving me the eye.
I see you giving me the eye.
This isn't the eye of I'm following you. This is the eye of I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, Chad,
with
I think you're really the only Oscar here. We're all the straight man.
Well, hey, it's a duty I try and perform well.
You said duty. All right, let's move on. Bam, I had to sneak that one in there.
Whoa.
Well, I think rather than moving on, we're probably just moving out. So.
Yeah, I think
you
we're
know
just
what?
Starting
I hear
to
Star Trek
it.
The Next Generation on upstairs, and it's calling my name.
Alrighty, well, you go chase that, and as for the rest of you guys, we will catch you for the next regular episode on Monday.
See ya!